Coffee Break German, Lesson 31. Herzlich willkommen bei Coffee Break German. This is Mark from Coffee Break German, and as you can probably hear, I am sitting in the plane on my way to Innsbruck in Austria, where Thomas is going to be meeting me, and we are going to have an opportunity. Well, I'm going to have an opportunity to use my German and put it to the test. Just before we departed, I sent Thomas a text message, and I said, "Hallo Thomas, wie geht's dir? Ich bin schon im Flugzeug," that's the aeroplane, I'm already in the aeroplane, "und bin unterwegs nach Österreich," and I'm on my way to Austria. Bis bald. I hope that one was correct. I hope my text was correct, and I'm sure he'll tell me whether it was correct or not when we get there. When we do arrive, I will be recording your conversation, because basically what I want to do in this lesson is practice my German in preparation for some conversations I'm going to be having while I'm here. I'll stop recording just now because I can't imagine that the noise of the aircraft isn't much fun to listen to, but we'll start recording again when I arrive in Austria. So, bis später! So, here I am in Innsbruck and I am very happy to be here. Hallo Thomas!
Hallo Marc! Ich freue mich, dass du hier bist.
Ich freue mich, dass... What?
Ich freue mich, dass du hier bist. I'm glad that you're here.
Okay, I am glad to be here. Ich freue mich.
Auch?
Auch, yeah. Ich freue mich. How would I say I am pleased to be here? Ich freue mich, dass ich hier bin.
Ja, ich freue mich, dass ich hier bin.
Okay, did you get my text message?
Yeah, and I have to say I am impressed. It was entirely correct, language-wise and spelling-wise.
Okay, now when I landed, I got a reply from Thomas. And Thomas, you can read this one, because it's a little more complicated than mine.
Okay. Grüß dich, Mark. Ich freue mich auf deinen Besuch nach Innsbruck. Wir werden viele Dinge sehen, viele Kuchen essen und viel Deutsch sprechen. Wir sehen uns im Flughafen. Ich wünsche dir eine gute Reise.
So, let's go through this step by step. You said, grüß dich, Mark.
Oh, because now you're in Austria and...
We've got to speak in Austrian German, okay? So, grüß dich means...
Hello, hi. It's just an informal way of greeting.
Okay. And then you said, ich freue mich, and that's, I'm pleased, or I'm looking forward to, perhaps?
Yeah. Ich freue mich auf deinen Besuch nach Innsbruck.
So, I'm looking forward to your visit to Innsbruck?
Exactly. Wir werden viele Dinge sehen, viele Kuchen essen und viel Deutsch sprechen.
So, we've got lots of viel and viele here. I think you're saying that we are going to see lots of things. Viele Dinge sehen.
Ja, wir, ja.
Viele Kuchen essen. I think we're going to eat lots of cakes.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
And viel Deutsch sprechen, of course.
And we're going to speak lots of German. And then you said?
Wir sehen uns im Flughafen.
So literally, I guess we'll see each other. See you.
We meet in the airport. We see each other literally, but like we're going to meet in the airport.
Okay. Im Flughafen. So Flughafen is either masculine or neuter.
Der Flughafen. Yeah.
Der Flughafen, masculine. Because that's in dem Flughafen.
Yeah. And together, im.
Im. And ich wünsche dir eine gute Reise. I wish you a pleasant journey.
Brilliant.
Okay, now what I thought would be useful is to have a little bit of a preparation in this lesson for the kind of conversations that I will probably be having with people here in Austria. The kind of questions I might be asked is it my first time here in Austria? Have I been before? Do I know the city? And also perhaps about my German. How long have I been learning German? And so on. So I thought it would be useful for us to have a think about some of the phrases that I might be needing to use. And then we've prepared a little bit of a conversation. We've noted down some phrases and so on in the past few minutes while we've been sitting having a coffee here in Innsbruck Airport. And we will then have a conversation at the end. But through the lesson, we're going to be preparing the kind of phrases that we're going to need for this conversation. Does that sound... Das klingt gut.
Das klingt sehr gut.
Okay. So, first of all, you... I have already said that, you know, you're happy that I'm here. I've said I'm happy to be here. Let's just repeat that again. I'm happy to be here in Austria.
Ich freue mich, dass ich hier bin.
Ich freue mich, dass ich hier bin.
Ich freue mich, dass ich hier bin.
Okay, and if you were to ask me, is this your first time here in Austria? How would you say that?
Ist das dein erstes Mal hier in Österreich?
So I'm recognizing the words there in the same word order as in English. Ist das dein erstes Mal hier in Österreich? Is that your first time here in Austria? So if I wanted to reply, yes, it is my first time, I could say, ja, das ist mein erstes Mal hier in Österreich.
Ja, very good. Ja, das ist mein erstes Mal hier in Österreich.
How would I say, no, I've been a couple of times?
Nein, ich war schon ein paar Mal hier in Österreich. So, ein paar Mal, a couple of times.
Ein paar Mal.
Ja.
Ein paar Mal. And the first part of it is?
Ja, ich war schon ein paar Mal. So, ich war, I was.
I was, okay. So, ich war schon ein paar Mal hier in Österreich.
Ich war schon ein paar Mal hier in Österreich.
And can I use that, ich war schon, to say I've already been to, for example, Vienna and Salzburg?
Yeah, same construction. Ich war schon in Wien und Salzburg.
Ich war schon in Wien und Salzburg.
Sehr gut. A little test. How would you say I've already been twice in Vienna and once or one time in Salzburg?
Okay, could I say ich war schon zweimal in Wien?
Ja.
Or would I say ich war schon in Wien zweimal?
Oh no, ich war schon zweimal in Wien.
Und einmal in Salzburg.
Perfekt.
Okay, it's sounding good so far. I always think it's important to be polite and to be complimentary about a country when you arrive at first and people ask you, you know, what do you think of it? So how would I say it's a beautiful country?
Es ist ein wunderschönes Land.
Es ist ein wunderschönes Land.
Yeah, we've heard schön before, nice, beautiful, and wunderschön is just a little bit stronger.
Amazingly beautiful.
Exactly.
Es ist ein wunderschönes Land.
Es ist ein wunderschönes Land. So, once people discover that you've already been in Austria, they normally fire questions right away at you. Do you know that? Do you know this? And the word is going to be, kennst du, oder kennen Sie, if it's polite. So I ask you, do you know maybe Innsbruck, oder kennst du Innsbruck? Kennst du das Goldene Dachl, which is a like very famous spot in Innsbruck?
Okay, so that's from the verb kennen.
Yeah, to know.
To know. And so I can say, ja, ich kenne Innsbruck ein bisschen, for example, could I say that?
Yeah, very good.
And how would I say that I'm looking forward to visiting the city, for example?
It's the same phrase we heard earlier. Ich freue mich. And then you can say, ich freue mich, die Stadt kennenzulernen, to get to know the city.
Which we've had before with, es freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen. Es freut mich, dich kennenzulernen.
Yeah, after an introduction.
Yeah. So, ich freue mich, die Stadt kennenzulernen.
Ich freue mich, die Stadt kennenzulernen.
Ich freue mich, die Stadt kennenzulernen.
Or maybe a better word is, ich freue mich, die Stadt zu erkunden, to really explore the city and get to know it.
What was that word?
Erkunden.
Erkunden.
Ich freue mich, die Stadt zu erkunden.
Ich freue mich, die Stadt zu erkunden.
So it's always, ich freue mich, plus, for example, object, die Stadt, and then the infinitive, zu erkunden.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So can you give me some other examples? How would I say, for example, I'm looking forward to going hiking?
You would say, ich freue mich, wandern zu gehen. so Hiking, Wandern, to go, zu gehen.
Okay, ich freue mich, wandern zu gehen.
Ich freue mich, wandern zu gehen.
Could I say, ich freue mich, Fotos zu machen?
Ja. Ich freue mich, Fotos zu machen. Oder ich freue mich, das Museum zu besuchen, to visit the museum.
Okay, ich freue mich, Freunde zu kennen,
could I say that? Ja, zu finden.
Zu finden, okay, so I'm looking forward to finding friends. There's lots of things I could be looking forward to here in Austria. Now, the other question that I think very often comes up when you're meeting people is the question about, you're obviously a learner of the language, so, you know, how are you coping with your German? How do you find German?
You could say, wie geht es deinem Deutsch? Which is, how is it going to your German? The same if you ask, wie geht's dir? I would normally not say that. It's more like, was macht dein Deutsch? What is your German doing?
Okay.
So is it improving? Is it getting better?
Right. So let's hear the question again.
Was macht dein Deutsch?
So literally, what is your German doing?
Yeah.
As in it's sleeping or it's suddenly woken up because it realizes. Okay. So, was macht dein Deutsch? And in response to that, what can I say?
Es wird besser oder es schläft.
It's sleeping. It's sleeping. So es wird besser.
Yeah.
It's becoming better. Or er schläft?
Es.
Es schläft.
Yeah. My German is sleeping.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
it's
sleeping.
Hopefully it's getting
better. Indeed. So how would I say I have been learning German for 6 months?
Seit ist since.
Since, yep.
So, ich lerne Deutsch seit 6 Monaten.
Ich lerne Deutsch seit 6 Monaten.
Monaten, ja. Der Monat, the month.
Okay. One of the things I always find with any language, I guess, is that I can understand things, but I find it difficult to express myself. I can't always see everything I want to see. So, can you help me see that in German?
Yeah, we've heard it before when you say ich verstehe ein bisschen, so I understand a little.
Yeah.
Aber ich kann nicht alles sagen, was ich will oder was ich möchte, so I can't say everything that I want to.
Ich kann nicht alles
everything.
Yeah. Ich kann nicht alles sagen,
was ich möchte, what I would want to say.
Was ich möchte. Or was ich will, you also said.
Was ich will, was ich möchte. What I want to, what I would like to.
Ich kann nicht alles sagen, was ich möchte.
Ja, ich kann nicht alles sagen, was ich möchte. Aber ich verstehe viel oder ein bisschen.
Okay, so ich verstehe ein bisschen, aber ich kann nicht alles sagen, was ich möchte.
Ja, sehr gut.
Now, one thing that I'm sure all our listeners will want to know, and of course I'll be wanting to know this too, is how I would tell people how I'm learning German. I am basically learning German with a fantastic audio and video course called Coffee Break German, as you know. So how would I say that?
You would say, ich lerne Deutsch, I'm learning German, mit einem großartigen Audio und Video, same, Kurs namens Coffee Break German. Which is called Coffee Break German.
Well, we've heard Namens before. So, ich habe einen Bruder. Bruder?
Ich habe einen Bruder. Namens.
And so on, yeah. So, ich lerne Deutsch mit einem.
Ja.
Then, what was the?
Großartig oder wunderbar, fantastisch.
Okay, so with a fantastic audio and video course mit einem
großartigen Audio- und Videokurs.
Mit einem großartigen Audio- und Videokurs
namens Coffee Break German.
Okay, now we need to make sure that all our listeners have exactly that perfect phrase in their head. So let's just do it one more time.
Ich lerne Deutsch mit einem großartigen Audio- und Videokurs namens Coffee Break German.
I think we should actually get T-shirts printed with that on them. Ich lerne Deutsch mit einem großartigen Audio- und Videokurs namens Coffee Break German.
So probably one other thing you're going to be asked quite frequently is, how long are you staying in Innsbruck? For how long are you here in Austria?
And how would that be?
That would be, wie lange bist du in Innsbruck? How long are you in Innsbruck?
wie lange bist du in Innsbruck? So I could answer, ich bin in Innsbruck für 5 Tage?
Tage? Ja. Ich bin hier in Innsbruck oder ich bin hier für 5 Tage. Ich bin in Innsbruck für 5 Tage.
And is that the correct word order?
Ja, I am here for 5 days. Ich bin hier für 5 Tage. And the last word you need to know is Aufenthalt, which we heard in previous lessons for like the hotel, which means stay. So if people say, einen schönen Aufenthalt hier, have a nice stay here.
Okay, I'll remember that one. Now, we have been preparing a little bit of a conversation here, and I have paused the recording and been rehearsing it with Thomas for a little while, and we are going to do this conversation now, and hopefully you'll pick up lots of the phrases that we've already spoken about in this lesson.
So, Mark, herzlich willkommen in Österreich.
Danke, Thomas. Ich bin sehr froh, hier zu sein.
Ist das dein erstes Mal in Innsbruck?
Nein, ich war schon ein paar Mal in Österreich. Ich war schon in Wien und Salzburg. Es ist ein wunderschönes Land.
Das stimmt. Ich liebe meine Heimat Deutschland, aber studiere und lebe auch sehr gern in Österreich, weil ich im Sommer klettern und im Winter Skifahren kann. Kennst du Innsbruck?
Ich war schon 2 Mal in Innsbruck, aber ich freue mich, die Stadt zu erkunden.
Mark, was macht dein Deutsch?
Es ist nicht so schlecht. Ich lerne Deutsch seit 6 Monaten.
Du sprichst schon sehr gut.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen, aber ich kann nicht alles sagen, was ich will.
Ja, es wird einfacher.
Ich wünschte, mein Deutsch wäre so gut wie dein Englisch.
Danke. Hast du einen guten Deutschlehrer?
Natürlich, ja. Er heißt Thomas und er ist der Beste.
Vielen Dank.
Ich habe auch einen großartigen Audio- und Videokurs namens Coffee Break German auf meinem Smartphone.
Oh, das klingt wunderbar. So, Mark, wie lange bist du in Innsbruck?
Ich bin hier für nur 5 Tage. Ich freue mich, mein Deutsch zu üben und zu verbessern.
Dann wünsche ich dir einen fantastischen Aufenthalt in Innsbruck.
Vielen Dank. Okay, well, we've got through the conversation. Hopefully I will get lots of chances to use some of these phrases in the next few days. And we're going to be heading off quite soon to get into the city, but Thomas has already given me a challenge. I have to ask for information from the information desk here in the airport to find out how best to get into the town. And of course, we're going to record this conversation. We'll let you have a listen to that conversation in the next lesson of Coffee Break German. That is where we're going to leave it for now. Of course, don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakgerman.com to find out how you can take advantage of the bonus materials, which will, of course, include full notes, full transcripts of all our conversations, and indeed lots of extra information, grammar points, exercises, and the wonderful video flashcards version of the course.
Okay, Mark, I hope you're ready for your first encounter with a German speaker apart from me.
Well, I think I am.
Los geht's.
Can't put this off any longer. So we'll be back again next time with more Coffee Break German. In the meantime, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.